We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider from Learfield IMG College. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker.
Glad you're with us, and a lot to cover in this mid-December finals week edition of the Cowboy Insider. All I know is I'm glad I don't take finals anymore, and I don't give one in my class. So I guess that maybe increases my ranking as far as my students are concerned, maybe helps the evaluations, although they've got a project that is due. One thing that happens as we work our way into mid-December, as I welcome in John Holcomb, the bowl announcements. And Oklahoma State's headed to Houston to take on Texas A&M in the Texas Bowl. But, you know, here we are again, John. I don't want to rain on the parade. It's fun to play A&M, but at the same time, since 2013, the Cowboys have played Missouri twice in a bowl game, Colorado in a bowl game, and Texas A&M in a bowl game. That's four former members of the Big 12 that the Cowboys have encountered. I guess I'm one that kind of likes some variety. And sometimes I wonder if we don't need to change. This will never change, but I think I wish it would in terms of how some of these bowls are put together.
Yeah, Dave, I completely agree. I'd love to know exactly what sort of influence, not just say that they're guilty of this, but I'd love to know exactly what sort of an influence Notre Dame had in choosing who not to play, if that was even a thing. I have no idea. But what we are led to believe throughout college football, and even somewhat in the college football playoff committee, is if you're a blue blood, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt. And there are only a handful of programs who can do that. And I think that kind of trickles down into this bowl situation almost every year.
Yeah, I think it does, too. You know, here's one thing I'd like to see. Of course, again, I don't see this changing. I would like to say this, because so many fans are confused, with good reason, about the bowl picking order. You know, in other words, if you finish third in your conference, you should be the number three choice, which this year would put a team in the Alamo Bowl. If you finish fourth, that would put you, in this case, in the Camping World Bowl, because you've got a team in the playoff, Oklahoma and Baylor, going to the Sugar Bowl as the Big 12's guaranteed representative. Here's what I'd like to see, and again, this will never fly, but if you are ranked in the college football playoff rankings at the end of the year, you cannot be passed by another school in your conference for that next available slot. So in Oklahoma State's case, as ranked number 25 in the CFP, they would be locked in to a higher-level bowl and a higher-level opponent. To me, that would make sense. And then if you've got a team that is ranked, they get rewarded for that ranking, to where they can get the higher end team, or maybe you give them the choice of where they want to go. I mean, maybe that's a way that you do it as a reward. It's like, okay, we've got Oklahoma and we've got Baylor. Ranked in the CFP is Oklahoma State at number 25. You've got the next pick. You know, work together with the Bulls like, Oklahoma State, where do you want to go? And to some extent, they could pick, or at least guarantee them the opportunity. Nothing against Texas A&M because they're a very good team, but I think a lot of people would have loved to see Notre Dame. That would have been fun. But some reward for it, because as it is, it's very confusing, and it's there's not a whole lot of rhyme or reason to it.
No, there isn't. And, Dave, what you suggest will never work because it's way too easy. Yeah, I mean, there are other factors. Seriously, there are other factors, and really what all of this comes down to is the individual bowls and trying to make as much money selling tickets and getting a decent matchup as possible. And, you know, over the years, Oklahoma State fans have traveled pretty well, but then you look at, okay, what other influence, going back to that, does the main bowl selection have in the whole process? And when you hear stuff about, and some of it's just lip service, but when you hear stuff from the Camping World people about, boy, we'd really love a Texas-Notre Dame matchup. Well, okay, yeah, there we go. Back to the perceived blue bloods of the sport. But then all of a sudden, Iowa State ends up there. That, to me, was pretty interesting.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, here's something else, though, John. To some extent, you could argue that in some ways you may get a little bit punished for consistent success. So, in other words, Oklahoma State hasn't missed a bowl game since 2005. But then you have this Johnny-come-lately, Iowa State, who has been very hit and miss in bowl opportunities, and they've had this third consecutive great year under Matt Campbell. But all of this is new to their fans, and so, hey, of course they're going to travel. Makes us think back to the Cotton Bowl days in 04, the Houston Bowl in 2002. They don't take that for granted, so they're going to travel more people. But that gives them an advantage over Oklahoma State, whose fans, we still travel well, but it's something that Cowboy fans are used to. It's not quite as big a deal. To some extent, the same could be said for Kansas State. They've had seasons where they've missed bowl games in their recent history, although for the most part they've been consistently successful, but they don't have the run that Oklahoma State has in terms of bowls. So it's funny how it works. Of course, to some extent, people are going to take it for granted and may not get as excited, especially when you're going to the same places over and over again. But in some ways, at the end of the day, if it's based on ticket sales, you get punished for that. That doesn't seem right to me.
No, you're right, and that's exactly what happened. So, what do we file this under? Bowls can come up with anything that fits what they want it to fit. To a large degree. And that's the way it's always been for the most part. So I don't think that is changing.
No, I think you're right. What is interesting, another part of this bowl equation, is the fact that, and I have not checked, and I don't check them regularly, the point spreads, but I know at one time, I believe every Big 12 team, John, was an underdog in the bowl game. If I remember that correctly.
Yeah,
boy,
I think
talk
you're
about
right.
An opportunity. I mean, holy cow.
And the Cowboys could be the tone setters. Because of the first up on the 27th.
Yeah.
And it, to me, though, Dave, without getting too deep into the Texas Bowl matchup just yet, it's interesting who will OSU have available in terms of their big weapons. Who will play?
Yes.
And the other side of this is we always talk about these games, these level bowl games, as the more motivated team usually wins. If Texas A&M comes in really motivated, then the Cowboys better hang on to their hats because they do have a lot of talent, and their five losses come to some big-time programs who had good seasons this year. So there's that. But if you put together a really good performance and you win, then it's Iowa State, Notre Dame, and Iowa State will be really jacked up to play Notre Dame. And you wonder if Notre Dame looks at Iowa State and goes, okay, we should handle them. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. After that, it's the college football playoff, and no one is giving Oklahoma pretty much any chance of knocking off LSU. And so you're in a pretty good laying low position if you're Oklahoma. Kansas State and Navy, that might be over with in 2 hours and 5 minutes, the way those two teams play off.
You're right about that.
But you've got an opportunity there. Texas falls into an almost exact same situation as they did last year in the Sugar Bowl against Georgia. They're going to play a Utah team that put together a disappointing performance when they thought they had a college football playoff shot and lost big to Oregon. So Texas has an opportunity, and maybe the quarterback's going to get up there and say, we're back again when they finish 8-5 if they happen to win. And Baylor and Georgia, that's an interesting one to me, because if Baylor's quarterback situation is settled, if Charlie Brewer is okay, and you would assume that, you know, it's got about a month before they play that game, you would assume that he might be. I'm going to really enjoy watching Baylor's defense go up against Georgia's offense. I think that might be one of the better matchups of the bowl season.
And here's another part to this that's interesting to me. I wonder if nationally there's a, you know, the Big 12 is always getting beat on about not playing defense. Well, now the offensive numbers across the league have gone down because the offenses in most cases have changed. And you wonder if the perception of the Big 12 is lesser because the offensive big numbers aren't there. I mean, this is, again, an opportunity to sort of set the record straight. And again, I have to wonder if nationally people are like, well, gosh, now they don't ever play any defense, and now they don't score as much either. There's been a sort of a rebranding on offense in the Big 12 and a different way of doing things, and how will that play out in this bowl season? I'll be interested to see that, to see kind of what the results show us. And bowl results are funky. They many times they're not telling, but it is something that I'm curious to see. I have to admit, it makes me more compelled to pay close attention.
Yeah, at the very least, what you hope comes out of this for the conference is, well, I guess they play a little better defense than we thought nationally. So, yeah, at the very least, you would hope that people were saying that. Nobody is saying that you have as many elite defenders in the Big 12 as you do in the SEC. And that's fine. Whatever. But defenses have evolved enough, and the offense is trying to stay one step ahead, have changed it into more of a let's possess the ball and wear out defenders. We've got to be able to run it. You've got to have a running quarterback in a lot of cases. And how does that impact things? Well, you don't have half as many, you know, minute 40, 85-yard drives where you're scoring in four plays as you used to. And so that helps defenses in some ways because those guys aren't having to defend as many plays.
Okay, as we wrap things up, basketball's on the road at Houston Sunday. It's ironic because the first NCAA net rankings come out on Monday. And as far as postseason is concerned, a win in Houston could be huge, long term.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And, Dave, what we found through the first seven games is a team that just did enough to win a lot of home games, and on the road, we're really locked in. And I think you can point directly back to the tone set by your starting point guard, Isaac Likely. We've mentioned how, you know, on the elevator ride, he looked at me and he said, villain mode tonight, you know, I love playing on the road. Man, that is a great thing to have. The problem is if you don't have Isaac Likely, who's picking up the slack in that department? And I think that's what you saw in the two home games and losses to Georgetown and Wichita State was, all right, you kind of look around and go, okay, we're missing our guy who gives us attitude. Mm-hmm. If you're missing that, then what you can't afford to have against good teams is your MVP from Brooklyn, Yorané, to have two games that were subpar for him like he did when you foul out twice and have a total of two rebounds. I think you learned a lot if you're those players and the young ones too about, okay, we got to be tougher. Where does that come from? Well, I think you've got a handful of guys on this team that understand it, and I think you have another handful who are trying to figure it out. You better bring the toughness Sunday, and it's a game you could win, even if you don't have Isaac Likely. It's a game you could win, but you better bring the toughness against the Kelvin Sampson coach team.
Oh, there is no doubt about that. Looking forward to it, John. We appreciate the time.
You got it, Dave.
Thanks for listening.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.